Hey, loved ones, welcome back to another episode of JoJo on My Mind. I'm your host, Georgia Baker. And if this is your first time tuning in, I want to tell you thank you for hitting play. I surely appreciate you. And I want to invite you to go back through my other podcasts. There's about 7 or 8 of them. And go ahead and listen to them and get to know me a little bit better. And, you know, hopefully you stick around and want to hang out with us a little bit longer. I say us as if I'm more than one person, but sometimes I can be. And if you're a returning listener, I want to say you are the real MVP. You really are. Because you know how, I won't say flaky, but spotty I've been with my podcast. Yeah. I pretty much dropped my podcast like Beyonce drops her albums out of the blue, okay? And I appreciate y'all for being there for all my spontaneity. But really, it's so late right now. It's so late and I'm so tired. I stayed on the phone with my homegirl. We were catching up. And before you know it, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was like, girl, she was like, bye. I think she just said bye. And I got the clue. And so we got off the phone. And then I went to bed and woke up this morning at 8, so I'm running off of maybe 5 hours. Oh, Lord, here's a yarn. Oh, maybe 5 hours, and I'm going to tell y'all, I started feeling like dog tired tonight at 7 p.m., and I was like, yo, what's going on? And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, this never used to happen before. But I have not stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning needlessly in a long time. So, yeah, this is just another sign that I'm getting older. And, you know, I'm going to have to learn how to accept that. But, yeah, guys, if you're, like I said, if you're returning, you guys know my last podcast was borderline disrespectful because it was only 60 seconds, but that's all I had. That's all the energy I had to give y'all, considering the current events and the current state of the world. That's all I had to give y'all. So, but here I am trying to find some time. Well, I found time because I'm here, right? Yeah, so won't keep you long. As always, I don't know what I'm going to get into. I record these intros separately. So whatever we talk about, I'll be just as surprised as you, but you'll have a clue because at least it'll be in the title when this is all over. There may be a lot of grammatical errors heard audibly, not even in, you know, normally grammatical error. See, it's starting. Let's just start the show. Just gonna start with the fact that I have been working from home since March. And you know how when you go to work and you're thinking to yourself, you know, if you have one of those jobs where it's something that you can do from home, possibly you always fantasize about working from home, right? I remember when I used to think about what it would be like to work from home for, you know, 1 or 2 days, 3 days out the week, right? I used to fantasize about the type of pajamas I would wear when I was working. You know, I like to have the heater right there next to my feet. And I just used to just imagine what it would be like to work from home. And in March, you know, I got to find out what it was like to work from home. And in April, and May, and June, and July, and all up until now, I know what it's like to work from home. And it went from sugar to shit real quick. I am so tired of this little corner in my living room. I don't know what to do. Working from home feels a little like, you know, a lot of people have been comparing the quarantine to being like in jail, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because, one, there are people who are in jail that would love to be cooped up in my corner of my living room, okay? Because I'm sure the corner that I'm working in might be a little bit bigger than a cell, so I don't want to, I mean, of course, they're criminals, but, you know, at the same time, I don't just want to make it seem like I'm spoiled. So I don't want to say it make it feels like that it feels like I'm in jail, but I will say it definitely feels like I'm on some type of, you know, worldly detention. Okay, you have to stay in detention, and I ain't even do nothing. So to make a long story short, working from home is not all that it's cracked up to be. And let me tell you some of the mistakes that I have made since working from home. In the beginning, I was like, yo, I'm not putting on no clothes. I'm going to stay in my pajamas all day. That's exactly what I did for like the first month or two. I get up in the morning, wash my face, brush my teeth, and I come sit right in here, make me some tea, be in my pajamas, whatever, working. No harm, no foul, still getting my work done. But 2 months later, you put on your jeans and your jeans don't fit around the waist no more, because all you've been wearing is your loose fitting pajamas and leggings. You ain't realize that your belly is out there, honey. You don't realize it, right? So that's the mistake I made. Then, you know, I have a very unique haircut. I mean, it's not unique like I'm the only one in the world with it, but my sides and my back are all shaved, and I have this big old poof on top of my head. And you know, that poof became a staple for those first 2 or 3 months because it's easy. You know, I take a shower, wash it, condition it, it curls up. Hey, wash and go. Put it in a poof on top of my head, and that's that. So that's what I was doing from March, April, May, June, you know. Think until I decide to get braids. I think maybe I've had braids twice in this pandemic. I don't even remember, but. So I stopped putting on clothes. I really wasn't doing my hair. You know, I know my husband's grateful that I was at least still taking showers and brushing my teeth, and, you know, my hygiene was on point. But, you know, as far as, like, getting dressed and all that stuff, nah. Because I thought that this was how you work from home. You know, I just totally rebelled against everything corporate America has, you know, tried to put on top of me as far as, you know, respectability politics, you know, having to speak correct English. I shouldn't say having to speak correct English, but, you know, definitely not having to code switch, okay? Because, yeah, you're at work. But then I do really enjoy the crew that I work with because, you know, you can be yourself. Anywho, but I just totally rebelled against anything corporate America. I didn't get dressed. I ain't do my hair, you know. And but my work was getting done. So, but what I didn't realize I was doing is I was losing that sense of familiarity. I can't say it. I was losing a sense of familiarity. I still don't know if I said that right. But I was just losing that, and I was creating a new norm for myself. And so before you know it, not only am I not going outside, why? Because I got on pajamas and I don't leave the house in my pajamas. But not only was I really not going outside, but, you know, not doing my hair, not getting dressed, not going outside. I think I slipped into, like, I stepped my toe into depression. I think I stepped my toe into depression because I just found myself in a funk and could not pull myself out. Could not pull myself out. And social media is not the place you want to go when you stick your toe into a funk, because, boy, they're going to pull your whole foot in there. Yes. okay, let's just put it this way. If you're depressed or you're feeling unsure about yourself or you're in a funk, social media is like quicksand. So I suggest that that not be the first place that you go. However, social media for me wasn't the first place that I went. It's someplace that I never left. And that is something that I should have done. So, yeah, because it's not even that it's a bad place, but, you know, you get to looking at your life and comparing yourself to other people. Oh, boy. That will take you down a slippery slope. It really will. And your mind will begin to play tricks on you. Excuse me. Your mind will begin to play tricks on you. When I say your mind, I'm telling you about mine. So just, you know, don't get too caught up in the specifics. But yeah, my mind started to play tricks with me. And, you know, at first I really didn't want to believe it because it's like, you know, I watched The Social Dilemma. The internet is not going to win against me because I have all this newfound information. Shit. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. So here recently I've discovered that I need to take a break from social media. I hear people say it all the time, take a break, take a break, take a break. And I know it's something good that you need to do for your mind, body and soul, probably, you know. But not only until here recently have I really understood what that means. And I'll get into all of this stuff with you guys later. But yeah, taking a break from social media is like a must for your brain. And here I am. What's today? Exactly 2 weeks to the day from my birthday. And I'm like, almost to the point where I may not even post anything for my birthday, like no pictures. And don't get me wrong, I still want to get cute, get my hair done, nails done, everything did, you know, get myself pampered. But I don't even have a desire to share it with social media. And I think that is a huge place of growth for me. That is a huge place of growth for me. I mean, because who doesn't want to put on their best outfit, you know, have their, I don't like to say get my face beat, because first of all, I don't beat my face. I don't like the innuendo in the words. That's for the young kids. I mean, it ain't for me. I ain't gonna say it's for the young kids. It ain't for me. I just don't like it. But, you know, get my makeup done, get my hair done, get everything done. And, you know, chill with my husband and, you know, model for him. And, of course, you know, it's human nature now to want to post something and, you know, get your endorphins up with all the likes. But at the end of the day, what is my motivation? Am I doing it for y'all or the internet, or am I doing it for me? And that's a question that I've been pondering lately. I know I just took a left turn, but I've been thinking, like, why all of a sudden, why do we feel like we need to share everything with social media? And when I say we, I definitely mean me. So don't hear this and think that I'm talking at anyone out there in podcast land. I'm talking to all of us and myself. Like, but for real, why do we think we have to post everything? This is me too. Like, me and my husband go out to dinner, we go out to lunch, and, you know, I want to take pictures of his food and my food, and, you know, I want to take a selfie of us together, all because I know I want to post it, I want to share it, you know? And I mean, at the end of the day, there's really nothing wrong with that. But I just want to know, when did we get to this point that we feel like we have to? And we may say, well, I don't have to. I know I don't have to. I don't have to do anything. You don't have to. But what is that deep desire to want to? Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? And so with me posing that question to myself, it just has me like, I don't even really want to post on my birthday this year. And that's really weird for me to say, but I say it has to come from a place of growth because, boy, I like social media as much as it gets on my nerve. I like social media, but I'm questioning everything lately, and I'm questioning why we do the things we do in conjunction with everything, straight up. Why do I have all these questions, you ask? I'm so glad you asked. Well, because lately I've been seeing, I finally got a therapist. I am so excited. I've had, is it two or three now sessions with my therapist? I mean, that may not sound like a lot, but by session two, I was sitting there like, huh, no, really? Oh, how you figure that? Like, I was talking to her just like that, like, no, how you figure that? Like, but she had some good points, and she did help me see some things in the ways that I've never seen things before. Not only am I in my own personal therapy, my husband and I have also started therapy. Not even because anything is in particularly wrong. We just want to understand how to understand each other better. But having my own therapy as well as being in therapy with my husband just has me questioning everything. And it just has me wanting to change a lot of the ways that I've been moving. And it's not easy because you have to process through these thoughts before you can really make any change, because something has to click. One or two things have already clicked, but the first thing that I'm studying about myself is what motivates me in all these different areas of my life, because I'm learning that I make a lot of movements off autopilot, off of some stuff that happened to me years ago. And it was fascinating the way that, you know, my doc was connecting these dots, and I was just like, yo, that is why I pay you so much. Like, I get it now. But yeah, I would just implore you all to just kind of think about the reasons why you do what you do and what motivates you to move and be the way you are, especially if it's something that causes you stress or anxiety or any type of feelings of, what do you call it? Not resentment. What is the word? It'll come to me. But yeah, I just challenge you all to think of what motivates you to do the things that you do. And that's going to cause you to have to stay very present. It's going to cause you to have to stay in the moment. And I think that would be I think that would be a good thing. I think that'd be a really good thing. Yeah. I know that this conversation today went north, south, east, and west. However, I have so much to get off my chest. And I was sitting here doing laundry, and the TV was on, and there was nothing on TV. So I was like, you know what? Let me get a couple of these thoughts off my brain before I go to bed, because it is now 11:30 and I need to be up at 5, and I'm going to get up at 5. Maybe I should start trying to do the podcast that early. Maybe I'll do the next one that early. Maybe not. And it might take so long for it to come out, y'all will forget I ever said this. So what difference do it make? But I'm going to try not to do that. I try to every time. But, you know, like I said, life. All right, loved ones. Take care, all right? For tuning in to another episode of JoJo on My Mind. If you hear a frog in my throat, it's because it really is 5 a.m. Well, it's 6 a.m. now. I got up at 5 and now I'm recording my outro. So, you know, having this 9-to-5 life and the demands of my job, it takes putting in some effort to find time to you know, get this podcast in. So I have got to do a lot better at that. And I am absolutely going to try to do so because I am eliminating a lot of things off of my plate where I can get back to the things that I like. One of my challenges and one of my goals of 2020 is to get back to the things that authentically make me happy and help me show up as my authentic self in the world. So, if that means that I have to record the third part of my podcast episode at 6 a.m. in the morning, then that's what I'm going to do. But it's all about trying to build a level of consistency. I'm sure you guys, and if you haven't, then there, I do talk about this on my episode, Inconsistently Consistent. Yeah. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts on this part, on this episode or previous episodes. So, if you'd like, reach out to me. You can send me an email at onmymindpod@gmail.com, or you guys can chat with me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Georgia on My Mind, but the mind, there is no I. So it's all one word, Georgia on My Mind. Mind is spelled M-N-D, okay? So look me up, follow me, let's chat, let's talk. Where else am I? Oh, I'm also on Twitter with the same ad name, Georgia on My Mind, with no I in the mind, M-I-D. So, with that being said, I want to leave you guys with some unsolicited advice going into this new year, okay? So, pray, talk to God, meditate, and let Him talk to you. Take care of one another because we are all we got, okay? And, did I forget my tagline? Shit, it's been that long? Oh dear. That's boozy. Okay, wait a minute. Pray, talk to God, meditate, let Him talk to you, and take care of one another because we all we got. All right, loved ones, take care. Bye. I think that's it. It's bad.